participate. Net is also available on Echo Link, will be received only. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning OXCOM in Michigan, including Aries, NTS, and Skywarn. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Regular participants include the section officials, NTS officials, assistants, and representatives from these groups. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November. My name is Max and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the pre-net group, I have the following stations listed. KAJDD, N8OBU, N8WRO. Those stations need not check in again, but other stations for the net, please call now. Are there any relays? November 8, November, Oscar Romeo. No traffic. KAJDD, KEAQN, can you place the next call?
KAJDN, KJBD, will do. Also, relay N8NOR should be on the roster. This is KAJBD, assisting net control for the Michigan Air PSC section net. Anyone wishing to check in, please call now.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
This is WD8 Alpha X-ray Bravo. No traffic, over.
Copy KD8IAR and WDA-KXB. Any other stations? KADON, copy by intercept.
I pick up three stations, N8NOR, I believe that's KD9IAR and WDA-KXB. Is that correct?
That is what I got, sir. Back to you, KGBD.
Okay, roger that. I had very coming out of that corner of the state today, so you'll probably, I may have you relay for me or pass along when it's time, if it's time for them. We'll go ahead and get started. Just real quick, I've got two things on my calendar this week. Boy, I wish I could be more ready. Region 5 to 6 had its exercise, as you recall, last year. We're doing a weekly or bi-weekly meeting, I think it is, a monthly meeting. Anyway, we're following up on that to following up on the after action review and working on the action planning for that. They've got material that they're working on. So, one of those meetings tomorrow. Later in the week on Thursday afternoon is the Region 5 Regional Emergency Communication Coordination Work Group, or also called RECWIG, and that's on Zoom. To see who's running that meeting. It's a new guy. It'll be the new guy, I believe, coming in. I don't know his name yet. I heard it once and didn't get it written down. Carl Ariola, the district emergency coordinator for our region, and he recently retired about a week or so ago. So all the best to Carl. We'll see him as well here in Oxcom, but he's stepped down from that position. All right, let's go on. We're going to start with K8JDD, to be followed by N8OBU. Mr. Jim, it's over to you, sir.
KADLS, K8JBD. Thanks for running the net there, Max. This is Jim. I am a ECRO for Washtenaw County. Not too much here. We had a couple of Skyward net activations this week. Didn't really have anything exciting, which is very good, considering that a couple of days ago, we had our first enhanced activation since 2004. Other than that, we're just kind of sitting back, relaxing, and enjoying the weather. With that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
KHABD, KEAPLN. Yeah, I did hear about your Skyway activations, and that is just observation only this time. So no extra effort needed there. Let's see here. We'll go next to N8OBU to be followed by N8WRO. Mike, thank you as always for riding along and providing the relay support.
Alrighty, yeah, I was beginning to wonder what was happening. I got everything all set up and the frequency was quiet, so I'm glad everything fell in place here at the last minute for you guys. I'm doing fine. Everything is good here in Danville. It rained most of the day here. It's still kind of outside, but I guess it's a good break from the 90-degree weather. The only question I ask is, why does it always rain the day after I mow my lawn? All right, back to net control. NEOVU.
All right, NEOVU, KEATON. I can't answer that question. I'm still working on it myself. Anyway, thank you from you, and thanks for being here. Yeah, we just checked out of the station room later today, and we were wondering, hadn't heard anything, but I guess I'm it. Here we are. Let's go to N8WRO, to be followed by N8NOR. Deb, how you doing?
Yeah, thank you, Max. This is N8WRO, Tim, in Macomb County. This week we had Sean, W8FQ, from the FBI UHF network make it All-Star 3. A lot of work on that, and that's a cool. Certain repeaters for like the DC block. Many thanks for breakfast in New Haven for the Friends of Macomb ARP. And that's always fun to get to. We currently have 40 on the roster, soon to be 41 with one on deck, one applicant. That's all for Macomb for this week. This is N8WRO. Back to you, man.
All right, thank you, Tim. You were breaking up a little bit in there. I did hear that you're up to 41 on the roster, though. That's or 41, I think it might be 41 or something. Good job yourself. Keep up the good work, guys. Looking forward to seeing you all next month when we have the Oxchem class down your way. All right, I did not hear from KHGBD. Can you can you do me a favor and can you call the next deal on the roster?
KEDON, KJBD, will do. N8NOR, N8NOR, you are up for your comments, sir.
Thank you very much. Change the relay as well. This is N8NOR in this district, Kalamazoo County, specifically reported from Michigan. I will send an email tomorrow with some more information, what I want to talk about, not what's trying to talk over all the QRM and hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
N8NOR, KGBD, thanks for checking in, sir. Appreciate that. Max, did you copy by intercept? And you will get an email from him tomorrow, KGBD.
KGBD, KEATON, hold on. KEATON, KEATON, yeah, roger. I actually fired up the VHF and thought of that. And was able to copy by intercept that way. Using the new repeater that's at the Mission Network recently put up, 147.22. So, okay, thank you for that. Let me tell you, calling, I don't know if he's going to hear me, but let me try calling out KB9IAR. You are up for comment, sir.
KB9IAR, you are up for comment, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, gentlemen. It's been rainy this morning in Battle Creek. Did the park on the air at Fort Custer yesterday, and it was just a beautiful day for it. That's about all I have. Back to that control. KB9IAR.
KB9IAR has finished his comments, sir. Everything's okay down there. Want me to contact WD8AXB?
Okay, roger that, thank you. Yeah, please go ahead and call WD8AXP, and that'll bring us to the bottom of the roster.
WD8AXP, WD8AXP, KJBD, upper comments, sir.
KJBD, on the net, this is WD8AXB, this is Charlie, also in Kalamazoo County, District 5, good to hear Don and Ken on, so nice to know a few of us from District 5 are on the air. Yep, this week we did have at least one net, Kalamazoo County Skywarn net, and had some thunderstorms roll through and had some property damage, and a lot of that was related to wind, so no floods. Unfortunately, there was a death somewhere here in southwest Michigan where a tree branch came down on somebody's electrical connection right at the house and started arcing and sparking up on fire, and unfortunately at least one of the residents was not able to get out, so kind of sad, definitely crazy that had to happen, storm related, but not directly involving lightning or high winds, just a limb, a big part of a tree coming down. So hopefully we'll get a few days break, and I guess we're supposed to get more rain starting Tuesday and Wednesday, maybe even into Thursday. Don't know if it's going to be stormy over here or not. So, other than that, just working on little projects, and we're going to go watch the movie Pressure tonight. Going to go see the World War II movie tonight called Pressure at the local movie theater. So that's what's on the agenda after dinner. So thanks, Jim, and we'll turn it back to you. KJBD for the net. This is WD8AXB, over.
WD8AXB, thank you very much for your comments, sir. Sorry to hear about that down there, though. That's always unfortunate. KEADON, he came up. Did you copy my intercept, sir?
Excuse me, yes, I did copy by intercept on VHF. So that brings us to the bottom of the roster, and turn that down. Brings us to the bottom of the roster, and so I'll call this is QXA Delta Oscar November for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. At the bottom of the roster, is there anyone else would like to check in before we close?
Here is Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta.
Whiskey Alpha 4, Mike Lima Delta, thank you. Anyone else?
Sir. F8GBA, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Golf Bravo, Tom and Birch Run, in and out, back to net.
Did you say Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo?
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha KF8 GBA Tom and Birch Run, back to net.
Okay, got it back on. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Golf Bravo Alpha. And thank you. Anyone else for the next week's call? Okay, let's go to WA4MLD. What's the comment, sir?
K8JVD in the net, WA4MLD. Name is Ray, R-A-Y. We're down in South Warren. Just add one more to your roster and back off and listen to the QR Nancy here. WA4MLD. Have a good week, everyone.
Alright, WA4MLD, KEADLN. Very good to hear your voice. I got a couple of questions to That's everyone, I think. I'll make one more pitch and see if anybody else would like to join the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Please call now. Okay, hearing none, we're going to call it 16 minutes and thanks for everybody for turning out. Looks like we'll have some cooler weather this week, so hopefully not too much rain. Enjoy the weather. Stay safe, stay healthy. We'll see you at QOS Link Delta after November. We'll be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet and returning this station to normal amateur use. This QOS Link Delta after November.
Show you all. Everybody be safe. Thanks for being at control. I need OVU clearing the remote 73.